Well, Coach, you're 1-0 to start 2017. And it looked good at times, and at times it wasn't pretty, but that's Southwestern Heights' style of basketball. Make it scrappy, make it a little dirty, but you guys found a way to get a road win out of the Christmas break.
Yeah, you know, coming in, we knew they were going to be physical, and, you know, they're pretty handsy. They got really quick guards, so we knew coming in that we needed to be pretty good, you know, as far as containment, you know, defense went, trying to keep them out of the paint, and, we kind of struggled with it tonight. But, you know, when we started out well and we got that lead, and then, when a team falls behind, they're kind of no choices. They just put their head down and go to the basket, and that's kind of what they did. And when they got in there, they were crafty, and they got us into some foul trouble, and, they shot a bunch of free throws and kept it interesting.
Yeah, that they did. I think they went to the foul line 17 times. You actually almost caught them in free throws. I think went up there about 15 times and had to shoot about six of them in the fourth quarter to get close to that. But it was tough for Bo Hess and made really the final three quarters after he had 8 first quarter points. And he just kind of had a hard time finding the basketball in the last three quarters. Part of that was Southwestern Heights. And that left some things open for Drew Duff and Jordan Horn to do some things.
Yeah, well, we've got guys, all of them that go in there can do things. And, they all have their own, individual talents that they bring to the table for us. And, Drew, it was nice to see him kind of attack the basket, when there was a double team that went away from him, caught himself open and went to the basket. But Drew's got to be able to knock down the outside shot a little bit. I think he only took a couple. But, it was nice to see him attack. And, Joe gave us some good minutes. And, Kyle played really well tonight. As far as battling for position down there and being disciplined enough to make some post moves when he caught it, so I thought he played well. But our guard play, it starts with, Jordan and Justin and not getting beat off the bounce. They got in a little bit of foul trouble, but, more than just foul trouble, we put them on the line too much, and that's kind of what kept it close in that second quarter was their ability to get to the line. And we got to be better at that, and they know that because we're going to play Ulysses and they've got some guards that are going to put the ball on the ground and we can't put teams at the, at the foul line that often.
I thought, speaking of Justin, I thought this is probably the most we've really seen him be assertive of driving to the basket all year here tonight.
Yeah, he always wants to put his head down and go to the basket. He's just got to get in there and notice, understand that he doesn't have to get all the way to the basket. He's capable of shooting that, 5-foot pull-up jump shot off the glass. And, for us smaller guards, we got to take those shots instead of trying to get all the way into the, to the rim right there and getting our shot blocked or trying to shoot it into traffic. So hopefully he'll kind of make those adjustments and, start pulling up a little bit, shorter instead of taking it all the way to the basket.
Well, it was a tough matchup, the Aguirre kid. He's just a tough matchup, just 6'2", but he's got the wingspan probably about a 7-footer, it seems like. And he's a tough one to play against. When he's on defense, and then on offense, he's a pretty good shooter. And you guys made him work for his 13 points tonight.
Yeah, got, I don't know how many of those at the line, but, like we talked about, we were going to give him a step, try to force him to shoot those outside jump shots. And, he was able to knock down a couple. One of them was just a terrible rotation by our defense who we kind of fell asleep and didn't recognize where he was at. But for the most part, we did play solid defensively. We didn't rebound great, though. We gave up too many of those shots. You play your butt off on defense for a little bit, and then all of a sudden you give up an offensive rebound, and it kind of all seems for naught, and then you got to go back and do it again. And for a while there, we were giving up too many, second and third chance points.
Well, you go back home, one of your two home games on in the month of January, and that starts Friday night. It's a big game with Ulysses, and this is a team that's probably a little bit improved from last year.
Yeah, absolutely, they are. They didn't lose a ton, got some good guard play, and if they're knocking down shots, they're extremely hard to play with. They've got the Potta kid down low, big body kid, left-handed, that, he works hard down there. They're going to press, I would imagine. They'll try to speed us up a little bit, and we got to be able to take advantage of those, and we can't turn it over. But it is a team that's probably licking their chops to try to, come into Scott and get that W. But we've got to have two days of practice on Wednesday and Thursday going into Friday.
Once again, it's Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers winning at 57-44. Coach, once again, thanks for the time, and we'll see you coming up here later this week.
Thanks, Adam.